where literally everyone is sus. This is Nerd Rage, the Great Debates. Oh, the faint praise during that intro. I love it. Coming at you live from our respective homes, you're listening to Nerd Rage, the Great Debates, the podcast where being ejected from the spaceship is a way of life. I'm your host and moderator, Mark Abrigo, and today we've managed to huddle a bunch of people into a single enclosed space to accuse each other of having bad taste in social deduction games. Now, if this is your first show with us and you end up liking what you hear, head over to nerdragepodcast.com for more episodes. And if this is your bag, if you pick up what we're laying down, consider joining our Patreon at our website, komed.io. That's Comedio, again, komed.io. Now, real quick, if you haven't heard, maybe because we've talked about it a lot on the show and social media, Nerd Rage has got a contest going. We've grown quite a bit since our inception about 3.5 seasons ago, and we just want to, you know, keep that going. So if you haven't already, head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a fun, creative review. Go ahead, take a screenshot of it, and send it over to comediocomedy@gmail.com for your chance to win a ton of different prizes. A lot of them are real cool, not going to lie, and then the others, you could tell we're bought by a drunken Stephen Koo. So go ahead, again, send a screenshot of your 5-star rating and review to comediocomedy@gmail.com. And I think we're going to pick the 5 best because we have a ton of prizes to give out. So hopefully you're one of the 5. Now today, again, we are talking about our favorite social deduction games, and we've got 3 debaters here to make their cases. First up is the co-host of the Mental Health Comedy Hour. She's the heartbeat of Comedio that keeps us going when assholes like me don't fill out doodles on time. Give it up for Christy Ono. Christy, how are you?
I really don't like that introduction at all, I'm doing okay, Mark. I will say when we decided our roles in the 5-man band, you were the heart and I am the tank and I'm going to attack everyone.
You
fucked it up and we're going to keep
you're
it.
I said you're the heartbeat. You keep us going, whereas I'm the heart. And I keep everyone loved. You know what I'm saying? Because if we didn't, if I didn't listen to what you do, nothing would ever get done. So thank you for always keeping us on track. I just wanted to be real on this, Christy.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about social deduction games, and what are you going to be bringing to us here?
I'm going to be championing. I think it's One Night Werewolf, right? I don't even remember the name of the game. It's just the werewolf one. That's my favorite fucking party game, and it is really. I don't know. It's a good time. I enjoy it.
Now, how many people can play this? Because I've always heard about this game, but maybe I don't go to enough parties where there's more than a certain amount of people. So is this like a huge game or is this something you could do with like half a dozen people or?
Oh, it could be humongous if you want to. Back when we were at Gen Con, there was like huge like circles of people playing One Night Werewolf. And I saw, I'm going to say, at least 50 people there. It could get crazy.
What? Yeah. Now, you've played this quite a bit. Have you ever won?
I've won. I've lost. I've experienced just the true test of all of my relationships in this game. I highly recommend. Real fun one.
We need to do a werewolf game with everybody in Comedio. And I can't wait to vote out Tiramari every chance I get.
You know what? It's online too, which is part of, it was going to be part of my argument, but yeah, we could totally get a Comedio online game of werewolf and that'd be fun.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you very much, Christy. We're talking werewolf or One Night Werewolf, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. Your next debater is somebody who was surprised when I gave them their description. When we talk games, we bring this next debater on, and today is certainly no different. Keeping the game train rolling, let's give it up for J-Pole. J-Pole, how are you?
I'm doing a little better today than previous days. I feel a little bit more able to do stuff, which is a thing that I struggle with.
Well, thank you for the honesty. We're going to be talking about social deduction games here. Before we started recording, there was a little bit of a question mark on what we were doing here. So please enlighten me, because I am an uncultured swine. What game are we bringing here? What are we championing? And what's sort of the conflict with it?
All right. I'm going to talk about Hanabi, which is, I think, possibly my favorite board slash card game to actually play. It may or may not be a social deduction game. I think it is, which is why I brought it in. Mm-hmm. I will talk about this more during my time, but
I was going to say, is this something we're going to have to vote on to see if it is or it isn't a social deduction game?
I'm leaving the door open in people's rebuttals for people to come at me about how to gate. You know what? Y'all can gatekeep me. I'm opening myself up to gatekeeping. That is what is happening here.
All right. Sounds good, Jay Paul. Well, I tell you what, we have one more debater talking social deduction games here. And this debater is the other co-host of Mental Health Comedy Hour, as well as someone with a rockin' goatee that I'm envious of with a burning passion. Give it up for Wonder Dave. Dave, how are you doing?
Good. I do have a goatee now. That's correct.
It's Russell saw it when you helped out with that Bindle Stiff event, Queer as Fuck, not too long ago. Both of which you, Christy, did amazing on it. But Russell saw the goatee and she's like, he looks a stig, which in Tagalog means badass. So just letting you know, Russell thinks you look badass. And I didn't talk to her for a week because I am a petty bitch. So let's go ahead and ask you, good sir, what are you championing today?
I am championing Secret Hitler, my friend. That's what I'm championing. Not public-facing Hitler, secret Hitler.
Of course, secret Hitler. See, what I love about this is that all three of these games, I don't think I've ever seen played before, so I'm in a position where I'm going to learn. This is a teachable moment for one Mark Abrego. Dave, where did this game come from, and how, like, of all the games you could have picked, why this one?
I mean, I don't know, because I like things that mock fascists, I guess.
Nice.
That's the real appeal of this particular social deduction game.
Right.
People have differing opinions about the value of mocking fascists in certain ways. Maybe I'll get into that in my argument. We'll see how this goes.
Sounds
but yeah. Good. And also, I do like the artwork for the game. I think stylistically, a lot of the stuff that they have is pretty cool. So there's that, too.
How many people can play this?
I think it's 5 to 10.
5 to 10? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. Because I would say for a game like Secret Hitler, you'd imagine the optimal number would be 9.
Oh.
Yeah. I hate myself. Oh, that's why I host. Well, I tell you what, while everybody is readying their fruit to throw at me virtually, you heard from all three of the debaters, and we're going to get right into their arguments right after this.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Annie. Have you ever endured a palaver?
Is it good to be the dog's dinner?
Who is this Bob, and why is he your uncle?
For the answers to all these questions, you'll have to listen to our podcast, Boo to a Goose, breaking down British and American expressions and idioms.
We use them, define them, and explain their history, all in a short, digestible format.
So go ahead and check out Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheerio!
That means goodbye.
Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romain.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
And We are back here on Nerd Rage, the Great Debates. We're still recovering from that horrible pun I just made, but we're now going to get rid of that feeling by getting into this debate right now. We're talking our favorite social deduction games, and we've got three debaters here to talk about their game of choice. The first one up, we've got Christy Ono, who is going to be talking One Night Werewolf. And for those that have never heard the show and how it works, what's going to happen in this particular format is that each debater will have 90 seconds to make their case about their game. And once we go around, we're going to go back around, and then everybody will get 60 seconds to make their rebuttal to everything that they've heard. Usually it's more time to be more positive about their game. Sometimes people take those 60 seconds to just talk massive shit about the other debaters. We'll see how this one goes, okay? You're also going to hear some sound effects in a little bit. So when a debate starts, you'll hear this. With 10 seconds left, you'll hear this. And when they're done, you'll hear this. Right, Christy, again, we're going to be starting with you. You're talking werewolf. I'm giving you 90 seconds on the clock here in 3, 2, and 1.
Greetings, friends and foes. Thank you for joining us on this social deduction episode of Nerd Rage, The Great Debates. I would like to humbly propose that One Night Werewolf is the best social deduction game. Here is why. It's pretty fun to play if you haven't played it. Two, there's a lot of different versions of this game that are basically the same with different skins, right? So there's One Night Werewolf, and like you can be a vampire, and then there's like an alien one, and it's really cool. And as a deeply paranoid and both suspicious and accusatory person, I love to have a place to compartmentalize my fears and insecurities in my relationships. And so that's why I love this social deduction game, because it's very whimsical, you know? It's werewolves. Werewolves aren't real, we'll say. And I will, because, like, you know, you don't want to get too real with, like, Secret Hitler, because, surprise, there's Secret Hitlers everywhere, unfortunately. And, like, you want to feel like this is an escape and it's a party. And, like, I would say play it at night. That's usually the best time that you're hanging out with your friends and having, a game night. And then, it's just kind of cool. Everyone loves dogs. Why don't you like werewolves?
Everyone loves dogs. Why not love werewolves? No question needs to be answered more than that one right there. Thank you very much, Christy. We're going to throw it over to J-Pol now, talking to Navi. J-Pol, we're going to hear from you in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, so very briefly, Hanabi is a game where you are together. It's a cooperative game where you're trying to put together the best fireworks display possible. But you can't see each other's hands. It's a card game where you have to give each other hints about your hands. So I tell you, is it social? Yes. Is it deduction? Yes. Social deduction, QED. Now that that's out of the way, I like it because every other fucking cooperative board game that I've played, like, the person who knows the game best takes over and plays everyone else's hands. Can't do that in Hanabi specifically because of the deduction element. So, like, it's central to it, and it also just makes it a real fun game to play. There's a lot of, like, if you said this, does it mean, like, that I have this card, or does it mean that I have this card? And it's a lot of, like, my shit. It's my shit. Where you're, like, it's a very complicated social deduction thing, but it's not about breaking down the trust between people. It's about trying to communicate with limited information, which I just think is super cool. Also, it's about fireworks, and fireworks are cool. Also, just like most cooperative games, everyone loses most of the time, or everyone wins together occasionally. It's just another way of bringing people together, and that is what I am all about. I have social anxiety in real life. I don't need to distrust people in a game. That's not escapism. Fuck off.
Nice. I was going to say, are you dropping the mic here, J-Pol? Perfectly fine if you are.
I might. That might. I think that's it. That's all I have to say.
You've got about 10 seconds left, but we can go ahead and call it here. Thank you very much, J-Pol. I love... So this is a game where you're not out to break friendships and trick people or any of that. You either win together or lose together. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Basically everyone, everyone has a hand of cards, and you have a limited number of opportunities to give each other hints about what cards they have in their hand. Mm-hmm. And everyone is trying to do a thing together based on playing cards without quite knowing what they are, in a shared pot.
Well, there we go. Unity, everybody. That's what we need here in this country and in this world right now. You know, we don't need in this country or this world right now a Hitler, even if he was secret. So let's hear from Wonder Dave, who's talking secret Hitler here. And we're going to hear from Dave in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, some quick game mechanics for anyone who has perhaps not previously played Secret Hitler. Players are secretly divided into two teams, the liberals who have the majority and the fascists who are hidden to everyone but each other. If the liberals can learn to trust each other, they have enough votes to control the elections and save the day. But the fascists will say whatever it takes to get elected, advance their agenda, and win the game. I guess this is just reality. Well, that's upsetting. No, right now. But I will say, here's the thing about Secret Hitler that I love, in addition to lying to my friends, which, come on, I don't want to do that for real reasons, but I still want to do it. And this game is a good excuse to do it without making me a bad person. I'm just a fictional bad person. And I know a lot of people don't like things that delve into fascism in this way. They think it's taken very lightly. But I would like to point out a thing about that specifically. So fascists often really like the movie, American History X, cause even though it's a very negative portrayal of white supremacy, it still, it looks cool at certain points, but you know what fascists don't like? The Producers by Mel Brooks. They don't like it because it's very obviously making fun of Hitler. Like, it's a comedic take on things. And I would say that this game falls into that category. The fascists are drawn as evil lizard people. That's fun. Also brings in one of my favorite conspiracy theories, lizard people. All in all, I think it's great.
Thank you, Dave. By the way, right. Theories, lizard people. I see what you're saying here. Hint, hint, wink, wink. I'm a lizard. Let's throw it over to Christy here. Christy, we're talking One Night Werewolf, and we're going to hear from you during this rebuttal stage. 60 seconds on the clock here in 3, 2, and 1.
I find it truly suspicious that the white guy of Comedio has picked Secret Hitler as his fucking all-time game. Sus as fuck. That's all I will say about that. Werewolf, again, listen. So fun. Don't you want to be a werewolf? Don't you want to accuse your friends of being werewolves? This is like whatever. It's like a sandbox that you get to experiment and test your relationships, because all relationships be able to have conflict, resolve conflict, and then move past it. So why not fucking use werewolves for it? I will say that I do not like that the spectrum in Secret Hitler goes from fascist to liberal and not to anarchist or something actually against fascism, you fucking fascists. I will entertain that the fireworks game is a social deduction game, because, well, if you're like me, you're testing your relationships in any sort of cooperative element and are accusing them of various things and highly suspicious of all of their behavior anyway. So in that sense, most games are social deduction games if you're paranoid enough.
There we go. Thank you very much, Christy. We'll see if J-Paul agrees with you or disagrees. Let's hear from J-Paul. 60 seconds on the clock in 3, 2, and 1.
Thank you, Christy, for defending me, because now I can spend most of my time attacking Wonder Dave. Oh, wait, no, actually, specifically, thank you, Christy, for giving my point about Wonder Dave so I can actually spend most of my time attacking you. I am sorry. So we're going to talk about the game that is called One Night Ultimate Werewolf, which is obviously a mix of werewolf soccer, werewolf football, and werewolf basketball. And a lot of white dudes like playing it in college. No, but I do want to talk about One Night Werewolf because sit down. It's time for some game theory. The whole point of Mafia, the game that I refuse to call Werewolf because I'm from the Bay Area and we call it Mafia here, the whole point of it is that it's an iterated game, which means there are multiple stages and you observe people's behavior over time. If you're only killing people once in the whole thing and then voting, that takes out like the whole fucking subtlety of the game that I honestly don't have the attention span for, but like, let's leave that out because a lot of other people like it and that's the appeal. Secret Hitler, I only played it one time and it was really uncomfortable because everyone else was not Jewish. I do want to defend Dave a little bit on the game on being liberals to fascists, because most of the time the liberals lose for being too milquetoast. So that's actually very true to life. If there were anarchists in it, it would be unbalanced.
Nice. Thank you very much.
If there were communists in it, the communists would betray the anarchists and it would still be unbalanced.
See, Nerd Rage, the Great Debates, where you can get game theory and political commentary all at the same time, everyone. Thank you very much, Jay Paul. Let's throw it over to Dave for the last rebuttal. You've got 60 seconds to defend your position as the white guy of Comedia who loves Secret Hitler in 3, 2, and 1.
I will say that, Christy, as the Japanese member of Comedia, I assumed we'd be on the same axis.
Not for the Japanese fireworks thing? Okay.
I'm not going to make a better joke than that the rest of the podcast, or probably the rest of this week. What's up, everyone? Secret Hitler, very fun. The art, good. Lizard people. And now I guess I'll attack other things. Werewolf is fine, but there's no cards. I love cards in my games. That's right. It's fun. Hanabi?
Two cards.
Whatever. Sometimes. Mostly I'm used to playing it in con hallways. It's a game for drunk people. All of these games are for drunk people. Who am I kidding? these games are just an excuse to drink at home, which is one of the things I love about all of them. J-Pool, I guess you sold me on the idea that Hanabi is sort of a social deduction game, but it isn't quite in the same vein. So I'm gonna count that. I will say Secret Hitler people also made a game called Secret Trump. It's a variant. It is the same game except Trump is Hitler.
One would argue they just you're saying you just reskinned it. Is it basically
that's all they did? That's it.
Nice. Awesome.
I think the only card that changed is the Hitler card to a Trump card.
Man, Secret Trump times. Is where the fascists do everything out in the open and the liberals still don't stop them, right?
Yes, that's it.
But after you play it for about 4 years, then things start to take a turn, but you're still not sure if anything has changed. But I hear you. All right. Thank you very much, Dave. Well, while you all were debating, we actually have a secret judge lurking in the wings here who we haven't heard from in a while. Here to say that all of you are sus. I'm going to throw it over to our secret judge who may or may not be our wizard behind the curtain. It's Will Scovel, engineer and producer Will Scovel. How are you?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Will. Will, you heard what everybody had to say here. What say you in terms of analysis and the eventual winner?
Let's see. Some things I hate: Hitler, big bad wolves.
What?
But I also kind of want to be big bad wolf myself. Or Hitler sometimes. don't we all?
No, Will. No, we don't.
William
but
Scovel.
I have to say that, the wolf game, it's still, an entire community turning on people within their own community. And, in Secret Hitler, it seems that even if the liberals win, they will still allow play the game with the fascists and allow them to be in the government instead of kicking them out. So that's not good either. And so I'm thinking, what is the greatest thing, whether it succeeds or fails, is a fireworks show. When it's great, it's great. And when it's a huge disaster, it's also awesome. Have you seen like fireworks disasters on YouTube?
They're pretty dope.
They're amazing. So I've forgotten the name, but I am going to have to go with the winner of this to be Jay Poles of Fireworks game.
All right. We're giving it to Hanabi here. Hanabi? Hanabi. Oh, my goodness. Japal?
It's Hanabi, but I don't, it's, and I mean, it's English transliteration of a Japanese word. So like every name in a foreign language, I will butcher or I will say no, in a pretentious way. Those are the two choices in every case.
Well, awesome. Well, you've taken this one, Japal. Anything you want to say, plug, leave out there for the masses to hear while sitting in the winner's circle?
I have nothing to plug currently. I would love to get booked on some things so I could, but that's, I've been lazy and a hermit, so that's not happening. I'm on Twitter as @ODLogan, letter O, letter D, Logan. It's a dumb Teen Titans joke because Garfield Logan is Beast Boy. And it was also a LARP character I played one time. And I'm on Instagram as give.some, give some. That's the number of fucks I give, some fucks. It's important to care about stuff a little bit, just like not too much, but also not too little.
There you go. Find that happy medium, that Goldilocks zone, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Thanks, Japal. Let's throw it over to Dave. Dave, what do we want to plug and shout out before we get out of here?
I'll plug a Mental Health Comedy Hour. It's at MH Comedy Hour on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/mentalhealthcomedyhour. Co-host it with Christy. We've got a show coming up on December 11th in conjunction with DNA's Comedy Lab. And then also a show coming up on January 8th that we're pretty excited about. So come peep us, do some online shows. It'll be a fun time. I'm at Team Wonder Dave, like I'm a coach on The Voice.
very nice, Dave. And Christy, let's throw it over to you. What do you need to plug, shout out, what's up?
Hello. I am at Rabid Pixie on all social media platforms. Follow me if you like food pictures and me being highly paranoid about all of my friends. I feel I'm in a weird headspace where I still want to defend One Night Werewolf, but that's fine. I will sort those feelings out later. Also, everything Wonder Dave said, please follow Mental Health Comedy Hour on stuff. We're on social media, which is, you know, mixed feelings about, but that's fine. Come to the show December 11th or come to the show January 8th. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Christy. As for this podcast, you can check us out on social media at NerdRageTGD. If you liked what you hear and want to hear some more, head over to NerdRagePodcast.com. We've got 3.5 seasons of material. We've got so much, guys. So you can check it out, see what you like, and come back and see us next week. The contest, as I mentioned at the top of the show, is still going on. So if you want to help us out, we sincerely appreciate it. Just head over to Apple Podcasts, throw us a 5-star rating as well as a fun creative review, and if you are in the top 5 of ones that we like, it'll be great. So take a screenshot of said rating and said review, send it over to comediocomedy@gmail.com. again, that's comediocomedy@gmail.com, and may the odds ever be in your favor. On behalf of myself, the Baiters, and our wonderful engineer/producer Will Scoville, that's going to be it for us here on Nerd Rage, the great debates.